This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1690. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 10th, Abkhazia, Alaska, Antarctica, Bolivia, Chad, Cuba, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Guyana, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Micronesia, Moldova, Nicaragua, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria tells us that Radio Republic Abkhazia has resumed its shortwave transmissions, as well as the usual medium wave 1350 kHz, on 9535. It had been interfering with other stations on that frequency, Radio Exterior de España and Algeria via France. But it was heard from 0355 until 0502 UT on the 6th and 7th of October. On October 6th, they opened at 0400 with interval signal, national anthem ID, military choir songs until 0500 when Algeria came on. And there was 1 minute of news from the Voice of Russia in Russian before they turned off at 0502. Bruce Portzer in Seattle, IRCA, says KNOM 780 in Nome, Alaska deserves some sort of award for musical variety. He was hearing it October 7th at 1321 UT, mostly atop the Nevada station on 780 KKOH. First they're playing Hang On Sloopy, McCoy's, then a Bible story, then unofficially 37 Degrees in Nome, a native chant with drum accompaniment, then a 1950s country song by Gene Autry, perhaps, and at 1330 a song from the 90s, a really interesting break from the boring radio, he says, we have in the lower 48. If you'd like to catch a ham from Antarctica, here's one specifying an exact frequency and time, at least tentatively. It's in Italian, who is starting up on October 14th and will be there till January 31st. Max, IW0HEU. He'll be operating from the Mario Zucchelli base station as IA0MZ. Limited to his spare time, 14333, between 1730 and 1830 UT. That's according to the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin. Actually, October 14th is when he is leaving for Antarctica. It doesn't say when he will arrive or actually start operating. A couple of logs of the only Bolivian on 31 meters, 9625, Radio Fides. Claudio Galas in Chile reports to the condition list, hearing it October 5th at 1222 UT, with a market report and a very good signal there, not very far away. But there was interference from India on 9620. From Italy, Giampiero Bernardini also reports Radio Fides October 8th at 2051, with some talk by a woman and music on a weak signal. The only shortwave frequency from Chad, 6165, continues to be on the air overnight, almost every night, but not always. I usually hear it a few minutes before 0100, and Cuba comes on blocking the frequency. Among the many mistakes from Cuba every day, here's a rather large one. 5855 was carrying Radio Havana in Spanish, October 5th at midnight 15 UT, reported by Claudio Galas in Chile, parallel to their many other frequencies. 5855, that's a frequency which normally later in the night carries Cuban spy numbers transmissions with an equally strong signal, and we think it's actually sharing transmitters with Radio Havana, Cuba. I hadn't seen this report when I ran across the same thing 24 hours later. UT October 6th at 0117, a huge signal from Radio Havana in Spanish. It was still there at 0327, but they got it off by 0400. Another one who heard it on the 5th around 0100 was Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASFA flash sheet. He says, not unusual programming, except this is an Enigma designated HM01 spy broadcast frequency. Another anomaly, apparent new frequency, at least new to me, carrying spy numbers, 7320. At first, at 0516, October 9th, it was just a big open carrier, but then I listened carefully and could just barely hear some spy numbers alternating with digital bursts. The modulation was way, way down, but it was such a big signal that it covered up Radio Rossi, which normally is in the clear at that time from eastern Siberia on 7320. This was still going several hours later. Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, reported October 9th at 0955 a humongous signal from the Spanish number station on 7320, wiping out 50 kilohertz from 7295 to 7345. It was peaking at 60 over 9. About the new Radio Progresso relay on 4765, Arnie Coro gave Rich D'Angelo some information about the transmitter. It's a 48-year-old Ukrainian-built Schnig 50, an air-cooled 50-kilowatt plate-modulated in, he says, pristine condition, although it certainly doesn't sound like it. The antenna is a Nadenenko-type broadband dipole with very nice horizontal and nice vertical radiation patterns. I was hearing one of the few shortwave stations left in Ecuador, Radio Oriental, 4781.7, October 6th, from 10:58 past 11:17 UT. They mentioned Tana, which is the town where they're located. This is the last South American signal to fade out on 60 meters, being the furthest west or north in South America. A Colombian might exceed it, except there aren't any. Last week we had the big news that Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea has reactivated after having been off for about 8 months on 15190. We've continued to hear it most afternoons here, but not every day, and the times are quite variable. It may be on as early as 1900, and one day Rich Ray in Illinois was hearing it as late as 2220, went off around 2227. I feared that convicted child predator Tony Alamo might be back on the air, since that was the last station where he had been heard, and indeed there he was again, October 9th at 2042, with his feminine sidekick reading fan mail, including one from El Salvador. We assume this was a very old recording from his archive, as he's serving a 175-year sentence in federal prison. And Radio Africa has also been heard at some other day parts, as it had been previously. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports it October 6th, starting around 0530 on 15190, with interference from Brazil on a slightly different frequency. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing it that same day at 0604 to 0615, and again at 1402 to 1440 on October 6th. I have to point out that during that particular time, starting at 1400, KTWR in Guam has an English broadcast, religious, of course, on the same frequency, so be careful not to confuse them. But Manuel says he's pretty sure he was actually hearing Radio Africa. It stayed on past 1435, when Guam is scheduled to close on certain days of the week. But wait, there's more from Equatorial Guinea, and probably not by coincidence. The domestic service has reactivated on 5005, reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, October 2nd at 22 UT. It signed off sometime between midnight 4 and midnight 26. That's much later than its previous schedule, which was to close at 2100 and to sign on at 0500, when neither he nor I have yet heard it. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also heard RNGE on 5005 October 5th at 1834 to 1904, and he says it was still on the air around 2240 in a local dialect, but some IDs heard as Radio Bata. The voice of Guyana is long gone from shortwave 3290 or 5950, but it's still picked up by top medium wave DXers in Europe, such as Martin A. Hall in Scotland in the medium wave circle on 560. He's heard it before, only carrying the BBC World Service, but managed to get a local ID at 0113 UT on October 3rd. And again, October 5th at 0102, with interference from Brazil. Frederick Doreen in Sweden replies, "Congratulations for the local ID of Voice of Guyana. An archived ID is a much better proof that a station has been heard than a QSL. I've been hearing what is supposed to be the Sinhala language service from All India Radio at midnight 45 to 0115 UT on two frequencies, 11985 via Delhi and 11740 via Goa. But you never know from one day to the next whether both will actually be carrying that program or one of them, mainly 11985, is doing something else. It may be just dead air. It may be carrying another program with an interval signal at midnight 58. It may be off the air completely, or it may be running some indecipherable audio gobbledygook. Radio Republic Indonesia in Nabire is only on 55 hertz below 7290. It normally closes, I think, around 0800 UT, and it's a tough catch in North America. But Dave Valko in Pennsylvania went out to the nearby Game Lands for a mini-D expedition and was lucky enough to hear them staying on much later, until cutting off at 11 seconds past 0929 UT on October 7th. He started listening at 0902 when the Quran was in progress, with Arabic-style pop music later. He says it's the best he ever heard them, and that made the trip worth it all by itself. Getting TVDX from Mexico is not unusual here by sporadic E, but it would be at this time of year. This is instead tropo season if the weather cooperates. On October 4th in the morning, I was getting some Oklahoma stations as far as Wichita Falls, Texas, that I don't normally receive on VHF and UHF television. But I was astounded to see at 1451 UT a weak and steady signal on Channel 6 from the Mexican Network 5. They play a lot of cartoons and they have a constant bug in the lower right with their 5 logo. This had to be XET Channel 6 in Monterrey, Nuevo León, which carries that network. It lasted about 20 minutes. And on an FM receiver tuned to 87.75, I could hear the Spanish audio for a while. As experienced TVDXers can appreciate, this was an extremely unusual catch. Tropo TVDX on Channel 6 at a distance of 755 miles across an international border. And the next day, I was getting meteor bursts on Channel 4 in Spanish, also in the morning, several of them, which most likely came from another station in Monterrey, an ideal distance for MS, XHWX. We've not heard even a carrier from PMA The Cross, Micronesia, lately on 4755.5, which normally cuts off automatically around 1158 UT. But Dave Valko in Pennsylvania says he hasn't heard it for about 2 weeks, as of October 9th. So apparently it's off the air. Another oddity from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria on 927 kHz. He's getting two signals there at 0251. He thinks one of them is from Tajikistan, and the other is a mixing product from the Tiraspol transmitter in Moldova or Pridnestrovia, 1548 carrying Voice of Russia, minus 621 kHz equals 927. Also at 16 UT, he hears the Radio Japan relay via Tajikistan on 927. You're tuned for the 1690th World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com. This edition is based on much more information published in the latest edition of DX Listening Digest, number 13-41, which you'll find linked on our website. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ralph Smith, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute with a U.S. dollar check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. To DX Nicaragua on medium wave from the U.S., it helps to be on the west coast of Florida, where Terry Kruger in Clearwater believes he's picked up at least his 11th Nicaraguan now on 800 kilohertz. October 5th at 10:32 to 11:20, it was coming in very well until fading at 11:10. The IDs are Radio 80, as in 80 for 800 kilohertz, instead of the expected 800. There were mentions of a lottery cuckoo clock sound effects at 1100, Radio 80 desde Managua, Nicaragua. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reports a very strong signal from Radio Nigeria Kaduna on 6089.9, October 3rd at 2130 to 2144 in a local dialect, and also a very weak signal, October 4th at 1420 to 1430. Martin Groot in the Netherlands was also hearing it on 6089.84, October 7th at 1605 until 1657 during a break in China radio transmissions, otherwise making a conspicuous heterodyne with the on-frequency station. I've also noticed a heterodyne back on Anguilla around 0500 UT. Also keeping track of Kaduna is Torsten Hallmann in Germany, who runs the Africa list. He heard it back on 6089.9, October 6th and 7th, before and after 1800. Until 1758, there was another signal on exactly 6090, believed to be Amhara Regional State Radio reactivated in Ethiopia. Last week, I mentioned an unusual new pirate on 9775 called Radio YHWH. Now I've heard it myself. UT Tuesday, October 8th at 0105. It's in the AM mode, and it was a long monologue or sermon about Yahweh from that particular religious sect. Not a very strong signal, and suffered from adjacent channel interference on both sides from Turkey and Sri Lanka. It was still going at 0145. There are some podcasts called Yahweh Radio. Maybe this is one of them. Somebody was putting on the shortwave transmitter. I tried the next two nights during the same hour, but was not hearing it, so it pays to keep checking. Of course, that brings to mind the licensed but long-dormant WMLK in Pennsylvania, which is supposedly working on getting a 250-kilowatt transmitter and antenna operational. It's registered on 9265 and 9955. However, I remember what the late EJOM sounded like on WMLK, and this was not him. Meanwhile, with the FCC shut down, there's a lot more hobby pirate activity on the 6.9 megahertz band. In fact, that same evening I was hearing Radio YHWH, there were at least four stations going between 6925 and 6951. Wolfgang Büschel reports the Urdu service of Radio Pakistan on 15725 as scheduled 0830 to 1104 UT, but with terrible modulation on the fundamental frequency and two spurious signals. The stronger, more broadband on the lower side, around 15645, and a weaker, tiny narrowband signal symmetrically around 15804, and they're parallel to 17720. He did confirm that the 5 minutes of English news is still being aired, heard at 1100 UT, followed by national anthem and off the air after 1107. Papua New Guinea news from Ron Howard in California. NBC Milne Bay on 3365 was heard again October 8th after being off the air for several weeks. And more importantly, NBC New Ireland 3905, which had been heard last on July 24th, was on again October 7th at 11:32 to 12:01 in Pidgin, with many local IDs, and they mentioned a celebration. Again on October 8th, he heard more from them on 3905, when I could also hear bits of it around 12:48. As he was getting it from 11:53 to 13:02, announcing the anniversary celebration of NBC New Ireland. Not clear when that celebration may end and when this reactivation may also be over. Cuba's Radio Rebelde on 5025 normally blocks a much more exotic station, Radio Quijabamba in Peru. But Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania was able to separate it when Rebelde was extremely weak and distorted. October 9th from 10:04 past 10:43 UT, Quijabamba was actually on 5024.94. I've continued to make Chasqui checks on 5980, the little Peruvian station in Urubamba, which has a timer cutting its carrier off about 5 seconds later from one night to the next. It had reached 0106.17 UT on October 8th. And October 9th, as we were expecting, they reset the timer to cut off at 0135. To start a new cycle of 5 seconds later each night. Here's a startling headline from Digit.ru via Ivan Lebedevsky in St. Petersburg, dated October 2nd. Radio Rossi will stop its broadcasts on long wave and medium wave in 2014. The all-Russian state television and radio broadcasting company will completely stop broadcasting long wave and medium wave in certain regions. Due to budget cuts, of course. Mayak already stopped on March 14th from long and medium wave. Radio Russia will be turned off where it is broadcasting on shortwave and FM. Last week we mentioned that WINB in Pennsylvania had offered to relay Radio Taiwan International to North America. No word yet on whether that will happen, but here's something that is happening immediately. Keith Perrone of PCJ Radio in Taiwan says they're adding a broadcast via WINB. UT Saturdays at 02 to 03 UT on 9265. That is Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. They'll last for a few weeks and could continue depending on listener response. The schedule includes PCJ Radio News, Focus Asia Pacific, and Switzerland in Sound. I've been monitoring some programming on WBCQ 5110, which is not on their online schedule. Marion's Attic has a much-needed additional airing. It's been running for at least 3 or 4 weeks. UT Tuesdays at 0100. And UT Wednesdays on a couple of occasions, and perhaps every week, during the same hour, the Fred Flintstone music show. There's another hole in the schedule, which may have something else interesting. UT Fridays at 0100, I've not yet checked. For many weeks, KGYN 1210 in Guymon, Oklahoma, had been well heard at night, obviously not nulling toward Philadelphia as they are supposed to. But for about a week, until October 9th, they were not being heard here on the way to Philadelphia. So apparently they were either off the air, or more likely, were actually running their night pattern not only at night, but in the daytime when we could not hear them either. Anyhow, this cleared 1210 for some DX stations to be picked up, including KUBR in San Juan, the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, a Spanish religious station, KKOK in Huron, South Dakota, KHAT in Laramie, Wyoming. If you're conscious of transmitter sites, there's plenty to be heard from Uzbekistan except Radio Tashkent, which was deleted years ago. For example, After 0100 UT on 11590, I hear Radio Japan in Hindi relayed. Just up the dial at 11600, there's a TWR India broadcast in the Hindi language. And at 13 UT on 12160, another TWR India broadcast via Tashkent. A number of monitors have been hearing what sounds like a car alarm, such as when I did October 2nd at 1737 on 22819. It's in the AM mode, or so it sounds. BFO not required anyway. The answer apparently comes from Kevin Raper, who says it's from the Super Darn Polar Radar. One of the transmitter sites is at superdarn.jhuapl.edu to read more about it. The International Radio Club of America announces that just released is its new 18th edition of the IRCA Mexican Log. It lists all AM stations in Mexico by frequency, including call letters, state, city, day and night power, slogans, schedule, formats, networks, and other notes. Then there's a call letter index with call frequency, city, and state, and a city index by state and then city. The transmitter site index as well tabulates the latitude and longitude of those transmitter sites. It's 8.5 by 11 inches. The price for non-members of IRCA or NRC, who already know about it, is $11.50 in the U.S., $12.50 in Canada, $14 to Mexico itself, and $15 to the rest of the world. The address is IRCA Bookstore, 9705 Mary, M-A-R-Y, Northwest, Seattle, Washington, 98117-2334. There's also a way to order via PayPal. You can read all the details about this and the other IRCA publications at this website, www.ircaonline.org/bookst.htm. That's short for the IRCA bookstore. Greg Bears, W1USA, calls to our attention Nearfest number 14, Friday, October 11th and Saturday the 12th. All radio enthusiasts invited to attend the New England Amateur Radio Festival, the largest gathering of enthusiasts in northeastern U.S. and eastern Canada. In addition to hams, many SWLs, scanner buffs, and antique radio collectors enjoy Nearfest. There's a huge tailgating swap meet, large buildings filled to capacity with commercial vendors, forums, seminars, FCC examining sessions, food vendors, and the Nearfest jam session rocking the fairgrounds. This is at Deerfield Fairgrounds in New Hampshire. 34 Stage Road is the address, opening Friday at 9 a.m. Complete information at www.near-fest.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 October 10th, 10 and 3 on the 21st, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux fluctuating around 100 to 105 through November 2nd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1690. I hope you've found it informative and will make a point of hearing me, Glenn Hauser, again next week.